Hi, it's Rhonda Shear here. Welcome into Hysteria 51. Oh, all night.
Oh, as always, thank you, Rhonda. And thank you, fair listeners, for diving in, chiming in, joining us for another Up All Night. Kevin's with me. It's not as sexy when I do it, is it, Kevin?
No, it isn't.
Oh, wait, Kevin, I'm sorry. Kevin is with us.
His name is... Kevin Crispin.
All right, that's more fucking like it,
man. I almost messed up and didn't play that.
I know. And going back to, it's never sexier when you say it, no matter what you're saying.
Yeah, Ron and I, it almost came to blows when we were talking, so.
You were trying to tell her that you were sexier?
No, different blows. I think when you came.
I see.
I'm probably lying. Anyway, we're doing it up all night this week, and yeah. I got no David because he is en route to the lower fourth dimension.
He's coming here?
Yeah, we're doing, he's going to be here for a couple days. We're doing some in-person stuff. And
why did
together.
You? Okay. I so you made you're just stuff, staring. Stuff like a 42 word syllable.
Yeah.
41 of those syllables are in. And then you're just.
Kevin,
you
it's
right
dangerous
at
for you to be in the frozen food section.
Why?
You could melt all this stuff.
Ooh.
Thank you, Mike.
That's weird. That, you said that to me right before we recorded.
That
we
is
were
true.
Over at Target.
No one likes when I repeat myself.
Yeah. No, you never do that.
So what's going on, Kevin? Kevin, if you're not familiar, he's joined us about 3,000 times, and that's always fun, but he also has his own show.
I do.
The Happy Fun Time Hour.
That's right. That's doing business as the Happy Fun Time Hour. No, it's a show called Sad Times.
A subsidiary of Omnisad.
That's right. Omnisad logo coming soon, by the way. Yeah, Sad Times. Now, yes, it says sad in the title, but let me tell you something. It is often, every week we have a guest who's kind. Brent, you were a guest once upon a time.
Yeah.
And they tell stories about times in life that were difficult, challenging. A lot of the things that we all go through, and I mean all of us go through, but we don't necessarily talk about.
Yeah, you know, it was real quick, and I hate to interrupt, but it was a hard thing to do and also a good thing to do, and I enjoyed it. And maybe with your blessing, I could play my episode in the show sometime, like in our channel, let everyone
know. Wow, that'd be wonderful.
You could get an idea of what Sad Times is all about.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to somebody who is about to be a guest on our show, and he was talking about how, about your specific episode, Brent. So, yeah, if you want to share that'd be wonderful.
That poor bastard.
Yeah, he was like, well, I thought I had it bad, but then I listened to Brent's episode. But we do, in a very Hysteria 51 type way, we do, when appropriate, try to make, have some levity, make some humor around these dark times. Now, you know, take care when listening because there is some tough stuff in there, but the goal is to make everybody feel less alone. So you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, mm-hmm. including Amazon Music or www.sadtimespodcast.com.
Good thing you put the
www.http:// get your colon checked.
Yes, it is. It's getting to be that time of life for me.
I know. I thought I had till 50, but then they're like, no, 45. I was like, fuck.
Man, I tell you. Well, we are here today. So it's no surprise I go to a bar from time to time. And my bar of choice is this little Irish bar. It's not that little, but it's this little awesome Irish place called the James Joyce Irish Pub in Berwyn.
Yeah.
Illinois. If you ever watch Svengoolie, you're familiar with Berwyn. Anyway. If you don't, you don't get what that means, but hey, it's an awesome place and a lot of Irish folk there. And Ray, Irish Ray, he just goes by Ray there, but Irish Ray, not Ray.
Not
in,
the Ray who was on Sad Times.
Not the Ray that was on Sad Times. Irish Ray goes, hey, okay. I think I got a story for you. From
really?
The show.
Okay.
And he tells me, and it was making me crack up. It was a good one. So I wanted to bring this on here. And I wanted to tell you about it. I didn't tell you yet. I said, you're like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, I'll tell you. Let's be on the show.
Big surprise. First of all, I didn't even know I had a podcast. So, I mean, we've got this
going.
Who
knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Crazy.
I know. Hey, we're going to go to break real quick because I got to pay for some bills. Daddy needs some what is it? Botox? Lipo?
Walking around money?
Yeah, that's it.
Whores. Your life.
Whores. I got to pay for whores. That's it. We're going to go to break. We come back. Quick break. We're going to tell you an awesome Irish crazy story that just happened on, well, it's Hysteria 51, but it isn't up all night.
Up all night. I don't give a fuck what you call it as long as I can hear this music. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, learn how to speak.
And our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. And we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete your 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to whisk you off to, I was going to say sunny, not so sunny, North Dublin on a beach. I'm saying not so sunny because, it's not always that.
Yeah, it's a little gloomy up there from time to time, I believe.
Port Marnock Beach in northeastern Ireland. It has been a buzz. And then people were laughing at it quite a bit lately. So what had happened was, they found on the beach a big hole and a rock down in the middle of it. And they're like, holy crap. And I want to play for you from the local Dublin news, Virgin Media News. They had a short little story. It says a mysterious hole on a beach has caused a stir in North Dublin. Local astronomy enthusiasts is hoping the crater in Port Marnock could be the aftermath of a cosmic event. So it's very short. I'm going to play you the audio here.
It's a huge, mysterious crater that looks out of this world. But the unusual hole on Port Marnock Beach stopped local astrophysics enthusiast Dave Kennedy in his tracks yesterday. And he's certain the small but heavy rock inside it came from up above.
As you can tell by here, there's a scorch mark on this side here, so that would have been at the angle that it came down at. And it is weighty. I'm not sure if it's composition, but we're definitely going to have to find out.
The striking hole soon caught the attention of passers-by, many hoping that what they're witnessing is the aftermath of a once-in-a-lifetime cosmic event.
I live on the beach. And
what you're not seeing is all these people are waiting in line to hold said thing.
The rock?
Yeah, they're holding the rock. They're getting photos taken with it. Yeah.
Nova Scotia in Canada. And I got to tell you, I don't have meteorites landing on my beach at my house. So, you know, thank you for a great experience once again, Ireland.
All right. So it was all a buzz, and that's pretty cool.
Sure.
You know, and they had the local
astrophysicist.
Oh, well.
Enthusiast?
Astronomy enthusiast.
Yes.
I hope to God
on
my tombstone it says something enthusiast. I'm not quite sure which.
I think it's going to be saying Brent enthusiast. Yeah,
well, I am a Brent enthusiast. I'm very enthusiastic. I got to be the bearer of bad news, cats and kittens. Uh-oh. The very next day... guys came forward and go, we were on the beach yesterday and we dug a hole with a little shovel because we were, and that's our hole. We even filmed it and they have a video of them just digging a hole on there. We threw like a rock in it.
They didn't come from above then?
Nor were they even trying to fake anything. So I got one more. This is very short.
Now, finally, this lunchtime, the mystery of the hole on the North Dublin beach has apparently been solved, denting the hopes of a local space enthusiast who had hoped it was the site of a meteor strike. But
what you're not seeing, there's a video of these guys. They just have those little beach shovels just digging a hole. Like, hey, were they just bored? Yeah. Sometimes you dig holes, you know.
What are you doing after we record this?
I'm down.
Yeah, let's go dig a hole. And then we can fix a hole. Which is Fixing a Hole is a Beatles song.
Oh, God.
Footage emerged last night of two men digging a hole on Portmarnock Beach. Local astrophysics buff David Kennedy was startled by the discovery and thought a rock he found in the hole might have come from the skies above. Today, he says he's disappointed, but he's still getting the rock analysed in the hopes that it wasn't a completely fruitless discovery.
Man!
Where do you get a rock analysed?
Rock analysis... Places are everywhere.
That's true. They're always with a Dunkin' Donuts.
There's always between the check cashing place and the wig store. That's where I see them.
I know you are always talking about going to the wig store.
Yeah. You know, you can never have too many wigs. That's what I always say. It is a crazy story. And Virgin Media News, they reported it initially as a crater. And they had a guy that's like, hey, I'm an enthusiast. And that, my friends... Is a I can't do an Irish. Around Irish people literally all the time. Can't do it.
No, I can't either. And I can think it, but I can't translate it into speech.
So David
I don't want to degrade them. Yeah.
David Kennedy is the astronomy enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
And he expressed certainty that the hole had resulted from a cosmic event. And like I said, he was showing the smooth side. Obviously, you can see here's where it came in and blah, blah, blah. So originally, like I said, it was from Virgin Media News. Daily Beast and the Economic Times are the ones that kind of summed it up. So I have links to both of those in the show. It's crazy how quickly this unraveled and it actually made me laugh. Yeah.
Now, wait. And I might have missed it. Did somebody see the news report and say, oh, no, that was me. I just dug a hole.
Yeah, because it went like viral. Like everyone's like, oh, shit.
And he's like, hey, come here.
Irish
look at this.
Meteors. And then they're like, no, it's just me and, you know, Rand. What's a good Seamus. And we were Seamus and I.
Getting up to tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. upon realizing the truth, Kenny expressed his disappointment that it was not a meteor impact site, but like they said, he vowed to have it analyzed.
And if we had any news back, I know that rock analysis usually takes 7 to 9 months.
Several experts have since commented on the matter, stating that if the hole had indeed been created by a cosmic event, it would have likely garnered significant global media attention, given the extensive coverage of meteor events, and it would have been spotted, especially if the meteor was that large still. Yeah. I mean, it's the size of, I don't know, a large grapefruit.
The meteor itself.
Yeah. Well, no, the rock. Let's not church it up.
Excuse me. Hey, I'll church it up, buddy.
Shove it up your arse.
There it is. No. See? You give yourself a little more credit, Brent.
So did the cosmic event take place? No. But did we get a rock?
You're damn right we did.
And really, do you ever feel bad when you got a rock?
Well, look at the pet rock. That sold a lot.
If you look right over there, I have a USB pet rock. It's a rock with a USB that comes out of it, and you plug it in, and it does nothing because that is awesome. Literally, Lisa got that for me, a USB pet
producer
rock.
Lisa bought you a USB
pet rock. A USB rock. Powered pet rock. What's it do? Absolutely nothing. Just like the regular pet rock. And it came in the little...
The same thing?
Yeah, with like the straw on the bottom.
Did you have a pet rock growing up?
My sister did. I did not.
Yeah. What did it come with a little booklet with a name, or did you
name the rock? I don't remember that. I remember the box, pet rock, and it looked like, you know, the little, I don't know. I feel like she painted hers, but I don't remember for sure.
Well, I hope it could still breathe.
Oh my God. I saw her. Now I'm going to worry about that.
No, I'll take care of that.
You will. That's right. I can't think of it. Well, I mean, stuff like this happens all the time, but this was a really fast turnaround to find out that something was.
Yeah,
was
not one day. True. That's crazy.
No, and I also love that these guys didn't just like let it go. They're like, literally, here's some phone footage of me doing that. And they're using the little like plastic trowel, shovel looking things, whatever they are.
The fact that they're like, one, I'm bored, let's dig a hole. Two, let's film the hole being dug.
Don't you ever go to the beach and people just digging holes and stuff? Like, and they didn't even say, oh, we were using like a metal detector and it beeped there. They're just like, we dug a hole.
Well, you got to pass the time somehow, Brent.
Hole digging. That's
hole digging.
So how do you pass the time? Hole digging.
And I'll thank you to not ask me that question.
It calms the murder thoughts. That's good, sir.
Wow, good. Yeah, please dig away.
Well, here's a pint of Guinness, and
And if you find any rocks, and you a know trowel. There's a
man. I know it gets you a coughing when you think about holes. I get it. So that's now your favorite hole story out of Ireland. What's your second favorite hole story out of anywhere? You got any?
I don't know if I can think of one, but I can tell you this. It would be glorious.
All holes that you have anything to do with are glorious. I want to do something in life.
Anything?
Like a guy dug a hole and someone mistook it for a meteor. I want to do something like that. One of my greatest heroes in life is whoever said, oh, you got stung by a jellyfish, pee on it. And then that took off because that actually makes it worse.
Does it make it worse?
Yes. And that person is my hero. And I just
do you think they were just messing with people when they said that?
I mean, if not, I'm very disappointed.
Now, wait a minute. Have you been stung by a jellyfish?
No, but 3 times I've been right next to someone that's been stung by a jellyfish.
Really?
Yes. And Lisa's like, you are flirting with disaster.
All right, man. I was waiting for that Molly Hatchet reference.
Hey, did I tell you about the drummer for Molly Hatchet?
No. Did he dig a hole on a beach in Ireland?
He has his own spade. Anyway, yeah. So I don't know, man. If you guys got any good hole stories, you can send them to us. Weird@hysteria51.com. I didn't call this one this isn't exactly the weird news because I love it. It was funny to me. Mm. I wanted to give it its just dessert. It's due. While I was waiting patiently for David Florida to show up in the lower fourth dimension.
He could be walking through any minute now.
Any minute. I like to think he could come through at any time anyway, because that's just the way he is.
Mm.
Yeah. I got Conspiracy Bot out front waiting for him. So,
God, that's not going to end well.
I wouldn't worry about it. I'm
a little worried about that.
All right, guys. So, guys and gals, make sure you listen to Sad Times. You can go to the show notes. We're going to have a link to that in there. Make sure you give Kevin's show a listen. And send us, like I said, any of your stories weird@hysteria51.com. With that said, we'll see you next time. Later.
Bye.
It was terrible. It was just terrible.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.